All right, let's bring in NPR National Security Correspondent Greg Myrie. He's in Washington. Greg, as we speak, the U.S. is sending more troops back to Afghanistan. How many and what's their mission now?
Right, Scott. It keeps changing. It looks like there's going to be 1,000 more troops heading there to Kabul. A week ago, it was 1,000 with this new addition. It will be up to 7,000 when they arrive in the next couple days. Things are not going according to plan. The plan was to airlift Americans and Afghans who have helped the Americans. But as we've just heard and seen this chaos at the airport and on the tarmac, it's slowed things down dramatically. The U.S. has paused its flights. It's expected only to be temporary until the Americans can fully regain control of the airport. But this is still a big, big operation and clearly going to be very complicated. Again, the aim is probably taking out tens of thousands of dual citizens, American-Afghan citizens and Afghans who have helped the U.S. along with their family members. And that will still take a few more days, even if the circumstances are good.
Now, Greg, this is moving so quickly. How much confidence is there that the Americans will retake control of the airport or the part that they need?
Well, given the way things are playing out, we certainly hesitate to make predictions, but there certainly will be enough American forces with enough weaponry and firepower to restore order. Obviously, they don't want to get in any kind of a shooting match, and there have been reports of a couple deaths at or around the airport today. Apparently, some people were brandishing weapons and were shot. But so that's not the kind of event they wanted to dive into. But they should have the force. They keep making it bigger to carry out this airlift.
Now, the Taliban have taken over the whole country with remarkable speed, as we're seeing. Was the Pentagon prepared for this, or does this suggest there was an intelligence failure?
Well, the intelligence failure question is a real sore point for members of the intelligence community here. I've spoken with a number of former CIA officers who spent a lot of time in Afghanistan. They say they were warning for years about the strength of the Taliban, the weakness of the Afghan army. They cautioned about this possible outcome. They say that the CIA and the military often disagreed. The CIA tended to have a darker, gloomier view of what could happen. The military tended to have a rosier view. But as this debate has played out, both the CIA and the military did warn about the risks of a pullout, and they said this was simply a policy decision that President Biden wanted to make.
And finally, let me just ask you briefly about the Taliban. We know it harbored al-Qaeda decades ago. What are the security risks now to the region, to the U.S.?
Well, again, we'll have to wait for a little more clarity. But the big concern, the nightmare scenario, is just like it goes back to the 90s, where Afghanistan is kind of a no-go zone. Extremists come into the country, create an environment where they are not accessible, and that's how al-Qaeda built its roots and then ultimately carried out the 9/11 attack.
Greg Myrie, NPR's national security correspondent in Washington. Greg, thanks.
My pleasure.